This is The View Beyond Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto.
So Terry, the Browns pulled off a great win on Sunday. Baker Mayfield returned to form after having a really rough game the week before. And, you know, he's very fiery. He says a lot of things, and he made some comments after the game.
Right. You start, first of all, with saying, you know, we are becoming a team that's prideful of playing at home and protecting our territory. And then he said, I know it's cold, but I just hope more fans come out for the last game. First of all, Baker's not been around for 1-31 and 4-44. Right. Those are the records.
Right.
Or one playoff berth since the team came back in 99 and they lost. So he doesn't know any of that. But maybe that's not so bad.
Right. Well, because he doesn't have that jaded perspective.
Yeah, when people would talk about baggage or whatever, his baggage is totally different.
Right.
His baggage is, when I came out of high school, I was lightly recruited. I had a couple Division I offers, but none of them that I liked to. So I went to Texas Tech, walked on, and started as a freshman.
Okay.
And his baggage is, oh, he didn't end up at Texas Tech, right?
Right. Well, he went to Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, right. There was some coaching issues. He transfers, but again, no scholarship.
Right.
He goes to Oklahoma, walks on, starts. So he's thinking, I've had a lot of people my whole life tell me, you're barely 6 foot. You won't be able to play at Texas Tech. And you're out of your mind to transfer to Oklahoma.
Okay, so he proved everybody wrong.
That's where he's coming from. So now, like when people are telling him about Cleveland, I remember the combine, he goes, well, I'm the kind of guy that could turn that around.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going, really? You know, when he was at Oklahoma, his record was 34-6 as a starter. They were consistently 34-6, ranked in the top five basically most of the time. At home, 16-2. Hmm. They played before an average of 86,000 fans.
Wow. Wow.
Remember, so the two-time walk-on, in his mind, wins a Heisman Trophy. They go and they made like the Final Four in football. Then he becomes the first pick in the NFL draft.
Mm-hmm.
And people start telling about Cleveland. He's like, yeah, so?
So I'll make it great.
Right. We'll be the ones to turn it around.
Yeah.
And I think and that was one of the things he was with the players. Come on, we're going to change this. We're going to turn this around. Now, remember, to him right now, the games that he's played in, his record is 5-6. Of course, 6 losses to him feels like 60 because he was 34-6. And we're like 5 wins. Yeah. Holy cow.
Unbelievable.
Let's have a parade. That's more than they had the previous 3 years combined.
Right.
But his message to the fan, you know, to the fans is like, this is starting to get fun. And then his other message was, we need you.
Mm.
You know, it's not like you're cheap and don't come. It's like, no, this is, in other words, it's not the same old Browns.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about that?
I think it's kind of refreshing. You know, at first, if he were there, but he was saying how the defense gets inspired by the fans. You know, you could tell he gets revved up by it. Mm. And so I try to crawl into his skin rather than the season ticket holder and believe there's tons of them out there. It's felt like thousands of years, wasted thousands of dollars to watch awful football.
Right.
I mean, right now, you know, he goes, I'm not saying we arrived, but we're starting to get somewhere. I mean, at home, they're 4-2-1.
Mm-hmm.
They get a very good shot to beat the Bengals, you know, win with 5 wins at home. That's, I mean, the first step you take, and he knows that, to being a decent team, you win your home games.
Right.
And, you know, and then you get the fans involved in that. So I look at that and say, now, like, if this was DeShone Kizer or any of these other guys, Cody Kessler, like, what are you talking about? You got nothing to say here.
Yeah.
You're no good. And what did you, you know, frankly, Kizer and Kessler, the previous two quarterbacks, you go even back to Tim Couch at Kentucky, none of them won as big in college as Baker Mayfield.
Wow.
I mean, we're talking 34-6 here, usually ranked in the top 5.
Yeah.
So he just figures it'll take a little while, but, you know, you always heard Cleveland's a great football town. Well, you know, let's go out there and get people involved. So I think that's all he was saying.
Yeah. But at the same time, you got to think, he does not understand.
Not at all.
What this fan base has been through.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. Although he said, remember at midseason where Hugh Jackson was fired and Todd Haley, offensive coordinator, he goes, that was my welcome to the NFL business moment.
Yeah. Right.
I would say it was welcome to the Browns, you know.
Yeah.
I do think that's part of the reason he's so upset at Hugh Jackson now. Mm-hmm. Remember this? I think he believes Hugh Jackson messed this thing up.
Yeah.
because you see now with Greg Williams, who's just, I'm not trying to make him into a great coach or whatever, and Freddie Kitchens, a rookie offensive coordinator, but simply having like a normal coaching staff that's not at each other's throats, the team's starting to at least beat some bad teams, you know, yeah. starting to click. And so I think that's part of his anger, was that we were being held back, you know, speaking as a team, by the conflicts between Haley and Jackson and, mm-hmm. you know, will Jackson keep his job, all that other garbage.
Right. And now they're just playing football.
That's what he would say. And I think that's what his message on kind of the fans is, that we are actually going to be a football team, not going to be a sideshow, not going to be a joke. Mm. You know, we'll see how good it goes. But no, he has no clue. But in some ways, Amanda, it's kind of like doesn't feel burdened by it.
Yeah, right. It's a fresh perspective.
I mean, to him, okay, team never won a road game for, you know, 5,000 years. Well, I went down to Cincinnati, won a road game. Yeah. Team hasn't won two in a row since 2014. Good, we won two in a row. Team hasn't had a home winning record, I think, since like 2007. Got one of those.
Right.
So his mind is like, these are just little mountains to climb and boxes to check off, not blocks or roadblocks. This is just things to do on the way to, in his mind, was, you know, get this team probably, you know, he wants to talk about playoffs this year, but certainly next year to the playoffs, and begin to, you know, be the team that really can, you know, compete with the Steelers and the AFC North and do something in the playoffs. And his thing is, well, why not?
You think the fans will respond?
Yeah. I think they'll have a pretty good crowd at the end. And I also think, too, that right now, I mean, the fans are so excited to see a quarterback that throws the ball to his teammates instead of the other team.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And see, Amanda, now this kid's good. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's really good. I'm not saying he's great, but he's really good. I have not seen a rookie quarterback this good. I mean, it's you know, I promised myself I wouldn't do it. I'm breaking the rule, the Bernie rule.
Yeah.
Haven't seen a quarterback this good since Bernie.
And you're saying it.
I'm saying it.
Okay.
Bernie's, I think, saying it too, by the way, because he comes in with, you know, Bernie has some charisma. Bernie was an accurate passer. Bernie was smart, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of diagnosing things. And, you know, Bernie actually came to a better team, much better team than Baker did. But you just have this sense that he is the kind of guy that not only teammates will rally around, but the Northeast Ohio will. I mean, nobody said Baker was a glamour boy, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And heck, he knows that not only people here, but most are outside. What are you doing taking this guy in the first round, number one?
Yeah.
Very few people had him rated as the top quarterback.
Right. That's absolutely right.
So, and his, you know, he also has his own list of, they didn't think I could play at Texas Tech. They didn't think I could play at Oklahoma. They didn't think I should be the number one pick. They didn't think I should start. He, of course, thought I should start right away.
Right.
You know, they didn't think this. Well, watch.
Okay. Interesting. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's The View Beyond Pluto with our sports commentator, Terry Pluto. You can hear him each Wednesday morning on WKSU. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz.